criminal justice advocates had big hopes for Governor Tony Evers' administration, with then-candidate Evers supporting reducing the state's prison population by half and talking about ending solitary confinement. Now that his first budget is out with his initial set of policy priorities, some advocates are saying he's moved criminal justice reform to the back burner. Kevin Carr joins us for a look at the governor's budget priorities. He's Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Secretary Designee Carr, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me today, and thank you to your listeners for joining us.
What would you say to people who say, hey, we were excited about what Tony Evers had to say as a candidate about criminal justice reform? We're not seeing those priorities reflected in the budget.
What I would say to those who would say that is just wait and see. The governor's only been in office for 3.5 months, and there's much work to be done, and there's there's some time left to do it.
What kind of things do you see in the budget that do fit that bill, of things that'll change our criminal justice system here in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, the one thing that I'm extremely proud that the governor included in his budget that is going to definitely impact criminal justice reform is the amount of money that he's allocated for reentry programs in the state of Wisconsin in our budget at DOC. For instance, our Opening Avenues to Reentry Success program, which focuses on the needs of mentally ill persons who are released from our facilities and entering our communities. They're going to receive additional mental health treatment, job training, medication, housing, and other supports in order to maximize their potential to successfully reenter our communities. Now, we currently provide that program in 44 counties around the state, and Governor Evers has expanded that effort to all 72 counties in the state. He also supports our Windows to Work program and has funded 4 additional job centers to help those who are about to leave our facilities look for employment in the communities when they leave our facilities.
Can you talk about the importance of those two main things you just talked about, job training and mental health treatment, when it comes to making sure people don't end up back in prison after they get out?
Well, you know, I know the governor has talked about it many times that we have to provide more resources for mental health AODA treatment for those under our supervision and those in the community before they even enter the system. And that's why he supports the Treatment Alternatives and Diversion Program, the TAD money.
AOD, alcohol and other drugs.
Right. Okay.
Now, you're also in the budget looking to boost staffing for some court positions at the county level. Can you talk about what you're asking for there?
Could you...
I think that the public defender funding is part of that.
That's not in my budget.
Oh, it's not in your budget.
No, I can't comment on that.
Gotcha. Okay. Marijuana decriminalization. Again, that's dealing with people who aren't in the correction system yet. But do you see that as part of the puzzle?
Well, the governor believes that the disparate impact. First of all, the medical marijuana issue is something that is strongly supported by the citizens of this state. And the governor, through the listening sessions that he's had with everyday citizens all around the state, strongly support not only the medical marijuana issue, but the decriminalization of marijuana because of the disparate impact that it has on persons of color, especially in our most urbanized areas of the state.
Also, I want to talk about Wisconsin's parole system. Now, this, as I understand it, applies only to people who were already incarcerated before changes in Wisconsin's sentencing laws. That said, what are you looking at when it comes to parole here in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, the governor is in the midst of selecting a new parole commissioner. And I believe that with a new commissioner comes a new perspective on parole eligibility and a more expansive view of who should be eligible for that parole.
Do you think there's a need to actually parole more people currently incarcerated who've been in the system for a long time?
I think based on the current three-tiered system that we have right now that consists of old law prisoners, truth in sentencing prisoners, and new law prisoners, makes it complicated to deal with all three of those separate type of populations when it comes to calculating release dates and what have you. But I do believe that a lot of the old law prisoners and truth in sentencing prisoners should have the opportunity for being considered for parole.
Talking to Kevin Carr, Governor Evers' appointee as the Secretary of the State's Department of Corrections, about the new state budget and priorities for that department. Secretary Carr, one of the biggest issues you'll be facing as Secretary of the Department of Corrections has to do with the state's juvenile correctional facilities, Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. Long-running story there, concerns about abuses, concerns about staffing and staff safety. This plan in place to try to remove all residents there and place them at other facilities around the state. It's complicated. What are you looking at when it comes to Lincoln Hills?
Well, Governor Evers and I have discussed this matter several times, and both of us are in agreement that we will close Lincoln Hills as soon as humanly possible, as long as we have an acceptable place to move our youth. If we could close Lincoln Hills today, we would. But under Act 185, which was passed by the legislature last year, we're required to pursue building two new Type 1 facilities, one in Milwaukee and one in Hortonia. There's a third one that could be on deck if the governor so chose to build it, but we don't want to overbuild. Also, as a part of that legislation, the counties have the opportunity to apply for a grant in order to build new county facilities to use a model that is called Closer to Home, which has been proven nationally to be more therapeutic and provide better outcomes for the youth that are provided a more trauma-informed care model of treatment.
Do you want to see more attention paid to diversion, keeping people from that first contact, maybe with law enforcement, setting them on a path so they don't even end up in that juvenile justice system?
Absolutely. The literature and the science shows that community-based alternatives to incarceration certainly are more effective than the cost and ineffectiveness of using residential long-term facilities.
Now, getting back to the budget itself, one part that's gotten some attention is projections showing that our adult inmate population in Wisconsin will grow and continue to grow and budgeting accordingly. Why are we seeing this increase in the expected adult inmate population?
There are many factors for the increase in the population. A lot of it has to do with policing and sentencing at the local level. But I would certainly tell you that the governor is very anxious to get criminal justice reform discussions underway. We believe that it needs to be a bipartisan effort in order for it to be successful, because the impacts of criminal justice reform legislation will be so long-lasting and far-reaching that there needs to be some broad consensus on the direction that the state moves in. The governor has every intention of working with the legislature to make those things happen that will reduce our overall prison population in the state of Wisconsin. It's happened in states all around the country successfully, where they've been able to safely reduce prison population while increasing public safety. And that's what the governor's goal is, and mine as well.
Now, you said earlier, just wait and see for people who are looking for more in terms of criminal justice reform, that the budget's just part of the story. Does that mean we should be looking for separate proposals from the governor that he'll bring to the legislature?
Yes, And I would also say that you may end up seeing a bipartisan package of reforms that seriously impact criminal justice reform. That is the desire, is that we do it on a bipartisan basis so that everybody has some skin in the game and has bought into the reforms that we anticipate.
Now let's look 4 years ahead from now after one term for the governor. Looking back at that point, what would success look like for you in your time as Secretary of the Department of Corrections?
If in 4 years, what I would like to see success is, I'd love to see the recidivism rate drop because we have improved the outcomes as it relates to our reentry efforts. I would love to see our population of persons in custody decrease by a significant amount because we've been able to work together on a bipartisan basis to enact smart criminal justice reform that doesn't compromise public safety at all. And I'd like to see our staffing level improve here at DOC, which will allow us to provide a higher level of care and service to those in our custody, as well as reward the hardworking men and women of DOC for their efforts, because without them, we don't get anything done. And they should be commended for working in some very difficult situations with a very difficult clientele.
Secretary Designee Carr, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Kevin Carr, Secretary Designee of Wisconsin's Department of Corrections. He was with us today for a look at Governor Evers' budget when it comes to corrections issues in the state.